So my thoughts today are on honoring God and each other. Well, hopefully they're, I want them to be God's thoughts too, not just my thoughts, but hopefully this is something that God desires us to hear and that He can use me to share. I feel like it's something that I need, and hopefully that'll help me to share it, not hinder me. The fourth time in the Bible that the word honor is used is Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. It's one of the 10 commandments that God gives us. And in Matthew 22, a lawyer tempted Jesus, asking him, what's the greatest commandment? What's the most important thing that you ask us to do? And Jesus says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Somebody reminded me of that recently, and it impressed me. I'm like, really? Like, think about it. It's true. Honoring people, if we're going to love others as we love ourselves, we're going to honor them. And if we really love God with our everything, then we're going to honor Him. And God is our example. In that He gives us an option to honor Him or not to honor Him, and to honor others or not to honor others. Basically, run our lives how we want to. He's there to help us make the right choice, but ultimately gives us that choice. And when we die, He honors that decision. He says, if you chose me, if we choose God, He tells us, you know, He honors that. He allows us to live with Him forever. Apparently, we are close to Him and we desire to be close to Him. And He allows us to do that forever. But when we choose our own way, God also honors that. And that is destruction. Eternal destruction at the end of this life. I was reading in a book called When Skeptics Ask, and just impressed by how simple that was. It says, I don't know if it's an exact quote, but basically, at the end of our life, it's either us telling God or God telling us, thy will be done. That, you know, if we chose our own way, then God honors that and says, you may have it your own way. But it's not what was best for you. And if we choose God, He says, enter into the joy of thy Lord. And I want to read a little bit in the beginning of Psalm 66. It says, make a joyful noise unto God, all you lands, sing forth the honor of His name, make His praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works! Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee, and all the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. And that's one way we can honor God, is to sing to Him and just live joyfully, so that others see that we really do, that God really is important to us. Live that. And Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increases. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. He wants us to honor Him with all he gives to us too, and blesses us for that. Isaiah 29:13-14. I want to read that. Wherefore the Lord said, For as much as this people draw near to me with their mouth, and their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. And I find it's too easy to do that, to honor him in what we say, but then not always do what we know he's asking us to do. And it says, basically, it's going to be trouble for those people. Also, verses 13 and 14 of chapter 58. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Another way we can honor God is to honor him in the day that he asked us to set aside, the Sabbath day, and not just take it as any other day. It was another one of his commandments to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And we want to do that by not just making it like any other day, but at the same time, all days should be filled with our praising him, and it's not just the Sabbath day. He does want us to set aside other things, and if there's daily jobs that we need to do to support our family, if we can, to just set those aside and worship him. He set that day aside after he created all of us and asked us to do that. Matthew 15:57-58. I want to read that. Must be the wrong chapter or the wrong book. There's no 57 and 58. Try that. Thank you. Yes, chapter 13. And they were offended in him, but Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. It seems really sad that Jesus, the holiest of anyone, any man that ever lived, wasn't honored when he was on the earth. And the nice thing about that is we still have opportunity to do that. He is God and he still lives. And our opportunity for that isn't over. And still have that chance. Romans 12:10 says, Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. I think honor is basically choosing to bless, tell me if I'm wrong, but choosing to bless someone else, whether we're forced to or not, and whether they're around or not, to still do what we know would please them. A couple different ways we can do that is honor God by the music we listen to. Know if it's just pleasing us and maybe interesting, but takes our mind off of God, then that's not God honoring and it's not right. But if it's helping us to, maybe we're listening to people singing hymns, or we're just listening to something that brings us into a worshipful mood, or helps us in that way, then that's something that can be good. Another thing is listening to other people. If David was trying to talk to me, and I had a lot of stuff to say to him too, I could just run right over him and not let him talk to me, and tell him all about my week when he was trying to tell me about his. But that wouldn't be very honorable of me. I wouldn't be honoring David and his feelings. So, anyway, I want to read Colossians 3:17. Whatsoever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. So, whatever we're doing, we want to do it for God. And it says that whatever we do to others, it's as if we're doing it unto God. It's a verse in the Bible that talks about that. So, hopefully we can remember that. That it can be a reminder to honor each other and to honor God. Thank you.